Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, what's the latest at Recyclico?
Well, I think there's a number of topics I wanted to really talk about during today's podcast. As many know, last week we were in Taiwan visiting with our JV partner, Zenith Chemical, and we visited over a number of days. One of the days we visited the future site of our JV plant in Taichung City, and it's also the existing site of Zenith Chemical's operations. And we really just dived in that day, we really dived into the details regarding plant layout, the location specifically, and how everything would be kind of positioned, design, construction, commissioning, talked about permitting requirements as well, feedstock of material, offtake of the material, and a number of other topics as well, including expediting the setup of the joint venture itself. So therefore this week, as if you've seen our press release, we announced the signing of an amended and restated joint venture agreement for just that, right, really to expedite the setup of the joint venture. Now, the amended agreement does not, as we mentioned in the press release as well, does not alter the economic substance of the original agreement announced in June, and we still keep the 50-50 joint venture ownership. So this is more just on a more, I think this will definitely begin to speed things up, and as well following kind of regulatory requirements, and both here in Canada and as well in Taiwan. Also, part of the trip together with Zenith, we met with a number of other firms, which I think we've identified a few potential opportunities and collaborators that I think we all feel confident about, but can't really talk about at this time. But it was just having those discussions, reviewing on a technical note and on the business side of things, just was a lot more efficient while we were visiting there as well. And then the other topic, I guess, following our Taiwan trip, our team received the Environment and Business Award from the Surrey Board of Trade, which is a great accomplishment to receive among, all the great companies around us. So I just want to thank Teresa Piorn and Tony Mitchell from our team for receiving the award on behalf of the company. And then switching to another press release we had this week regarding patents. We announced that we secured two additional patents in Japan and Australia, and that was for our battery recycling technology. And this just continues essentially to bolster our patent portfolio and fortifies our commercial business model, which is the global deployment of our recyclable technology. Right, if we want to partner and JV with different strategics, having a strong patent portfolio is really key to us. And we've always emphasized our patents and our know-how to maintain a competitive edge in this growing market, which, I could say is recognized by many global companies and I think potential future JV prospects. So we really look at them on a global level where our technology can be deployed and where we can support with that, with our team and our technology. I also got a lot of questions about the timing of the European patent, but I have to say that's not in my control. Every patent office is different in their review process and the period of time that takes. And our patent attorney will give us notice when we do get a reply, but that's similar to the Australian and Japanese one we got, right? This is that's more of a notice that it's been received, and we can go ahead and announce it. But other than that, they didn't have any indication of when that may have when that would have been coming. And then, aside from switching topics from the patents, I also want to talk about from a few weeks back, where we engaged with Oak Hill Financial for investor relations and capital markets advisory services. And this is to expand our shareholder base and amplify our reach, which I find is an opportune time right now. You're right. We have a great technology to share. And I think Oak Hill has been a great team to work with and continue working with and enhancing our market presence and identifying potential and existing investors, right? Just continue spreading that story. Recycling is, with a lot of the groups we talk to, recycling is a hot topic. And really showing how we differentiate from a technology side of things and from a business side of things, is really key to explain and tell as many people as possible, really. Tell as many retail investors, institutional investors. That's really our focus here. And then finally, we also mentioned that that we'll be holding an annual and special meeting of shareholders on October 31st at 11 a.m. So the meeting will be at our office here in Surrey, BC, Canada. So all shareholders are invited, of course, to attend. So please let us know if you do plan on attending, and we'll make sure we can accommodate everybody. But yeah, Jim, there's a number of things definitely covered. Tried to hit everything I was getting in questions and emails and I saw on social channels. So I encourage everybody that is listening, if you do have any other questions, feel free to drop me a note by email, and I'll just try and compile all those questions and answer them in future podcasts as well.
Zarko, how can people email you, and where are you traded?
Yeah, so, well, you can find pretty much all the information, email and anything, company information, on our website, www.recyclical.com. And then as well, any information you need is there. And then as well, if you, we are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarko, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on October 6th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.